Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
White spots on your tongue. Well, that's the first thing we're going to talk about. We're going to ask Dr. Michael Aronson. He's a healthcare practitioner. He is a dentist. And I saw an article around this, and I just wondered what on earth this is all about. Now, you know I'm a tremendous hypochondriac. I see that there could be a whole bunch of reasons that people could have a white spot or spots at the crop of your tongue. A very good morning to you, Dr. Michael Aronson. How are you?
Oh, that's a very common thing. Funnily enough, the most common are your teeth, or maybe crowns or dentures or whatever you have in your mouth that are rough. Mm-hmm. And you can actually cut and cause little damages to your tongue as you eat or as you chew or talk. These can be treated, as with everything else, to go to see your dentist and get these things smoothed off. Mm-hmm. The most common thing, of course, is a dirty tongue, where you have bad oral hygiene. And this is caused by debris left in your mouth, and it causes, little points of infection on your tongue.
Right.
And it just requires the correct way to look after your mouth. Now, a very common way of getting white spots or oral thrush. Now, it's a fungus that grows on your tongue, and it's usually if you're a bit, not well or compromised, and you've taken antibiotics, and it kills the other bacteria, so this thrush or the fungus grows on your tongue, and it needs to be treated.
Right.
And this you need to, again, be diagnosed by a professional, and you take drugs like Diflucan, and it gets better.
Right.
So all these things need to be treated. Now, another thing that happens is lichen planus, which is a kind of a white spot that occurs on the insides of your cheek or on your tongue. It occurs quite common in older women, postmenopausal. It's not too serious, but it can be treated with steroid mouthwashes and mm-hmm. generally looked at and just make sure that there's nothing more serious.
Right. And if you are worried, the thing to do is
always check up with your professional.
Oh, I was going to say Google it, but probably that wasn't the answer you were looking for.
No. The worst thing you can do is Google, because what happens is you start getting nervous.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Yeah.
And
that's...
then you start thinking the worst.
Exactly. Exactly right.
With every single thing you Google, you look, oh my God, I've got 3 days to go, and to get all my things in order.
And it's not even Wednesday, exactly. And
that's a very important thing.
Absolutely, go and seek professional.
So
it's not a serious thing, but just make sure that you know where it comes from. If you are worried, go to a professional. Dr. Michael Aronson, healthcare practitioner specializing as a dentist. Thank you for chatting to us.